The first reading for today is from Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his words, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. The second reading for today is from Proverbs 9, verses 6 through 12. And leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Our texts today are verses from both Psalms and Proverbs, as you've already heard this morning. And just the simple understanding that we have that if we're going to truly have wisdom in this life, the place that we're going to gain that wisdom is in that relationship we have with God through our knowledge of Jesus. That's where wisdom is for us. Henry Kissinger, and most folks in here are old enough to remember the name, Henry Kissinger was Secretary of State during the Nixon administration. And he's noted as being one of the most brilliant yet sometimes arrogant men that probably ever was. He also at one point told a make-believe story about himself and some others that I just wanted to share with you. He talked about a time when he and President Nixon and a bishop and a Boy Scout were all in a plane flying overseas. And all of a sudden the pilot came on and said that the plane was going to ditch and that they needed to bail out of the plane. The problem is there are four passengers in the back and there are only three parachutes. So work it out amongst yourselves and you need to get out of the plane. First of all, President Nixon jumps up and says, well, I'm the president of the free world. I need to, save myself. I'm very important to the country. And so he grabs one of the parachutes and runs out the door. And then Henry Kissinger says, well, I'm one of the most intelligent and brightest men in the world. And so I need to certainly live. So he grabs one of the bags and runs out the door. And then the bishop says to the Boy Scout, son, I've lived a long life. I've done it all, seen it all that I need to. You've got your life ahead of you. You take the last chute and you go. And he says, no, that's okay. You can have one of the chutes. There's still two left. The smartest man in the world just jumped out with my knapsack. So, Henry Kissinger himself concluded that the smartest and the most intelligent people are not always the wisest people. If we're going to talk about intelligence and wisdom, we have to recall that God made foolish the wisdom of the world. And for the foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of man is something that we need to all take to heart. The foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of man. God is where we gain wisdom. Jesus Christ is our wisdom and our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption. Our text says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Understanding comes through faith and humility for us as children of God. True wisdom is characteristic of God, and if we're going to have that true wisdom, then we're going to have that relationship and that knowledge of God. God deeply wants that relationship with us, and He sent His only Son to die on the cross to show us how deeply He wanted that relationship with us, how much it was of value to Him, how important you are to Him. Through His Son's death and resurrection, we know that we have value to God. So what value do we place on that relationship with God, though? It's not a question of how quickly you can say all the books of the Bible. It's not a matter of how many verses that you have memorized of the Bible. It's not a matter of how many pins you have of perfect attendance from Sunday school when you were younger. It's a matter of what are you doing in your relationship with God today, with the Holy One. Are you truly in the relationship you should be with today in holding on to this God, this creator of all, this sustainer of all, the one who loves us dearly, gave His Son for us? How is that relationship working today? You can have several doctorates. You can be one of the smartest people there are, and yet you may not be wise about what is truly necessary in this life, and that's a relationship with Christ that will guide us in a wisdom that leads us to God. Through Jesus, we have knowledge of God the Father. Through the Holy Spirit, we have knowledge of Jesus. Through His Word, we have knowledge of the Holy Spirit, of Jesus, and of God the Father. And that's where it begins for us. If we're going to be the children God wants us to be, as we say in multiple responses in the Catechism even, we should fear and love God. Fear and love God. And that fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Not I'm afraid, but a respect, an awe, an understanding, a desire to know more because He is such an awesome God. Perhaps we need a little more fear of God so that we will be in His Word more frequently. If the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, then fear is something we need so that we will be wiser still. And yet, there are far too many people, I think, that have lost any fear of the Lord and so really have lost that relationship with God. They know about God. They say they believe in God. But do they worship Him frequently? Do they study His Word frequently? Do you? Is there room for growth? We're told that faith the size of a mustard seed is, the faith that can still move mountains, and that faith is certainly enough to gain us the glories of heaven because we have that faith in Jesus as Savior, and that's what we need. But that childlike faith needs to have the opportunity to grow and mature. We need to take that faith to the next level. We need to become the children of God that He desires us to be, and that's to grow into, though we are still His children, mature Christians. You know, it's not an oxymoron, we're children of God, but mature Christians. It's just like, your child will always be your boy, your little girl, right? No matter how old they get. No matter how old you get, I think. But that's the way God looks at us too. He wants us to grow and mature, but you're still always going to be His children. And yet we tend to back away from the relationship. For some people, it might have been something that goes back to confirmation days. We learned about Jesus and God and all we need to know in confirmation, right? Yeah, yeah. My kids learn a lot, I know, in my confirmation classes, but they don't come out of it knowing everything there is to know. I can guarantee you that. And I know that because as I go through confirmation year after year after year after, I could keep going. A few more years in there, I still learn new things. I still have keener insights because as I reread these same passages, I see how they fit together in unique ways that I hadn't even addressed before. But it's not being able to answer the confirmation questions right. How many of you went through that confirmation questioning where you stood up in front of the church and answered questions in your days? Wow, that's a really small percentage. That means that we're a lot less traditional Lutheran in here than many congregations. That's a small group, but yeah, we don't do the formal questioning in here where I do that with the kids even anymore. They write faith papers. We share with you some of that. They make their confession of faith, but I figure after 3 years of sitting in the classroom with me, of going through things for Wednesday night after Wednesday night after Wednesday night with me for 3 years, if they can answer all the questions that I've given them in there, I can pretty much guarantee you they're ready for confirmation. Not a problem. And how they perform in front of a group and talk is not going to be a good measure of what they know. So that's one of the reasons we don't do the questioning. But it's also not about being able to say all those hard names in the Old Testament. Oh, I've thought about hitting up a few of the readers once in a while with some of the names. Yeah, I know I'll lose readers if I do that. So, you know, there are areas of the Bible we don't usually have as readings. That's because I like to keep readers. Yeah, and King Zerubbabel said to Hezekiah, to, you know, your children Jerothabim and Seraphimim starts to sound like a Dr. Seuss book, doesn't it, after a while? All these names. It's not important that you can pronounce all the names either. And some people actually don't go to Bible study because they might be called on to read. I only call on those who look up at me in Bible study or who purposely avoid me so much that I just can't hesitate to... You know, You haven't looked at me once. I'm sorry, I got to go with you. But if you tell me you don't like to read out loud, you won't read out loud. And if you tell me you don't like to answer questions, then I won't ask you to answer questions. But be a part of Bible study. But some people don't want to go because they're afraid that they might be asked a question that after all their years in the church, they should know that answer, right? Well, not necessarily. We have different experiences and different knowledge that we've gained through our study of the Word as well. And we glean that from each other when we talk and we share, because there are people that have answers that I don't have and vice versa. So we work together and we learn together. But those that avoid Bible study, those that avoid also worship, unfortunately, in many cases, those that avoid devotions, those that avoid reading their scriptures, many of them get stuck in an eighth grade level of understanding, a confirmation level of understanding of the Christian faith. And they need to grow. We need to have a little more fear of God so that we will know Him better. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Being holy as God is holy is what we're actually called to. That's the completion of wisdom for us. And I don't think anyone here fits the description of being holy yet. We're alive, I can guarantee you we don't fit it yet because we're still sinful beings. But we can be on our way towards that holiness the more we study His Word and stay together in those times of devotion and in Bible study. And it's not a matter of how young you are or how old you are. We're never too old to continue to grow and to learn. Thomas Edison once said that we don't know 0.01% about anything. And the sophomoric philosophy would say that that tends to be true. Familiar with that? The more you study, the more you learn, the more you learn, the more you know, the more you know, the more you forget. So why study? The less you study, the less you know, the less you know, the less you forget, the less you forget, the more you know. So why study? College students, don't listen to a word I've said. or high school students either, Bailey. Study. But if we're not going to be in that healthy respect and awe and fear of the Lord, then we're probably not studying His Word like we should. And we need to have a better fear. Because we don't know probably 0.01% of what we could know, should know, and guaranteed what we will know about God when we come to the glories of heaven. But we have so much of an opportunity to learn more at this point. There are a lot of people that don't move beyond the basic concepts of the Christian faith. We as Christians should be hungry for this Word, should desire to be in this Word and desire to learn more. If we're going to have that fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom, then we're going to have to follow the precepts so that we'll have that good understanding. We're going to have to listen to God. We can't shun the evil of the world around us if we don't have the knowledge of Jesus. That's where it comes from. That's where our hope comes. VBS is not babysitting time. Sunday school is not just for children. There's a reason why we have 6 adult Bible studies on Sunday morning here, and some during the week as well. Because we know that it's important to develop a deeper relationship with God. If anything, we need to be more afraid of Him now than we ever have been. Because the more we know about God, the more we should long to know about God. The closer we should desire to be in that relationship with Him. And if we're not going to be afraid any longer of God, then we've probably fallen out of the right relationship with Him. Today might be a good day to dedicate ourselves again, to say we will draw closer to God, whether that's through corporate Bible study or through a deeper devotion to studying His Word during the week, to become better in this Christian faith than we are even right now. And I'm going to say, y'all are doing pretty good. You're in worship. That's a good start. Bible study will be another good start to the day if you come to that. But join together with other Christians to talk about His Word. Join yourself to His Word regularly so that you can continue to grow with Christ. And the question would really be, you know, what are you afraid of? Learning more about your God? Well, that would be the fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom. And if that's all you're afraid of, that's a good, healthy fear to have. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Amen.